Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 14, we were talking about that now, more than ever, there's a need to find the most effective way to get the word out to reach as many people as possible. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We're reminded that in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 14, that the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the works therein shall be burned up. You know, the word elements has the idea of first steps, the first steps of manner. And what are the first steps of matter? Well, atoms. Now, the atomic theory is a theory of how things are held together. We're told about the proton, the neutrons, and so forth, all that, in the middle of the atom, and how they move all around in one spot there, moving every way. And they say, we don't know exactly what holds them together like that, and all that movement, why they don't jump off, go in different directions. And they have a name they give as to the reason it doesn't, but it's only a theory. Well, you and I know the Creator made it that way, and the Creator holds it together. But when you split an atom, there is a very fervent heat. There is a rush of heat. Things melt. Buildings, trees, I mean, things are just leveled and melt. And that's the idea of an atom bomb, you might say, of a nuclear type explosion. Of course, atom bomb is an old thing now compared to what we have today. However, when you think about it, the elements, the very first step, shall melt with fervent heat. Isn't it interesting that 2,000 years ago, the Bible was talking about what we call an atomic or a nuclear explosion long before it ever happened the first time? And here we are thinking that we're so far ahead of the Bible, and the Bible is way, way, way ahead of us. But it shall melt with fervent heat, and the works that are therein shall be burned up, and it's a way that the Lord will use to cleanse this earth. But that is not only after the tribulation in that passage, it is after the millennium. So this is a testimony to the reserve power of God. Although man thinks he has seen the worst that could be done. Now, you need to understand that the angel of fire, with power over fire, has not unleashed that power as of yet in this tribulation. And that leads me to say this. I believe very strong in the local church because Jesus Christ was the founder. He was the one that ordained it, and it's His will through this age to work through the local church just like it was through Israel under the Old Covenant. And so I believe that it should be strongly supported, and even more so as we see the day coming. I think we should not only tithe, I think that we should give above a tithe to make sure that we get the word out around this world. As a matter of fact, I think that we should figure out how we can do with less in order to get out more for the Lord's work. But nonetheless, works, church membership, religion, those things don't get you into heaven. They will not save you. Only Jesus. Here's a passage that ought to make everyone examine himself. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. We also need to remember John 14:6, wherein Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. Well, we see verse 16 here. He says, and he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. The earth is reaped. And here, the grapes. Now, what's the difference? Well, we look at the harvest of the earth as a harvest of the world system. That which man sought unto, rather than to repent. But now here, as we've just looked at verse 17 and 18, instead of the earth, it's the grapes. Grapes look at individual men. The earth comes down on nations and systems. The grapes comes down on individual people. That brings two passages immediately to my mind. In Isaiah 63:3, I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury. And their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. Now that's the Lord coming down, and the winepress there, and the blood flowing. In Jeremiah 25:30-33, listen as I read it. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth, even to the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered, nor buried. They shall be as dung upon the ground. Now, having heard those two verses, listen to chapter 19 and verses 13 and verse 15 of Revelation. There it says, and he was clothed with the vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Verse 15, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. So we see the contrast, and we see how also, though, it fits as a glove. Revelation is just really revealing Christ, but it's also taking things that we've had in Old Testament scriptures and expounding and expanding on them. Now we're told the clusters are fully ripe. Now we've seen time and again that man blasphemes instead of repenting in Revelation. A wine press in Israel, and I was over there, and we saw it. It's made of a stone. And they run that stone around and around. Sometimes they have a animal, and we saw it demonstrated with olives in an olive press, but the idea is the same. And so you look at verse 19, and the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And we just know those heavy stones, they just squeeze the juice out of those grapes completely. And the winepress is used to squeeze out the juices of the grape harvest thoroughly. It gets the juice out of each grape. And that's why God uses this analogy to demonstrate what it will be like when he comes back at Armageddon. As a matter of fact, let's look at verse 20. And the winepress was trodden without the city, The blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Well, that not only tells us about the blood and location, but the distance. The slaughter will entail. We're told there, it's outside or without the city. Speaking of Jerusalem. Now again, let us read some Old Testament scriptures that also describe the same event. In Joel chapter 3, verses 11 through 16, we read this. Assemble yourselves, and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes. Multitudes in the valley of decision. This is in this valley where the blood is going to flow. That's what it's talking about. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. This is not talking about people deciding whether or not to get saved. This is talking about people that are battled or gathering for battle. And they're going to battle there and try to destroy the Jew and the Jerusalem once and for all. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. We read Zechariah chapter 14, verses 2 through 4, For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from that city. Then shall the Lord go forth, and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Now, I've stood over there on that Mount of Olives. And as you look right directly across from the eastern gate, and that eastern gate, of course, is blocked up. It's controlled by the Arabs at this time, the Muslims. Matter of fact, one of the times I was over there, I actually walked up, my wife and I and another fine couple, and we got a picture right there at the eastern wall and even touched at that eastern gate. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.